Welcome to Creative Slurp, the podcast that gives you the real talk on creating a successful creative business. With me, Victoria Brown, a creative business advisor, former jeweler and craft fanatic. Now, you're in the right place if you want to find inspiration and the best tips and strategies for your handmade business without the overwhelm. We're all about making business exciting and fun. Now, buckle up and let's get started.
Do you feel like you're stuck in a rut? This is so common for people when they've been in their business a while. And I can certainly relate to that feeling. And the thing about being stuck in a rut is that sometimes you don't realise it straight away. And when you do kind of realise, it can be really difficult to find a way out of it. You're almost in this toxic routine where you keep doing the same thing and you keep doing the same thing and you're hoping that things are going to work out differently, but they don't. And you need to snap yourself out of it and just do something differently. Now, this is not to be confused with being inconsistent. So you'll often hear me talk about the importance of consistency in your business, whichever way consistency looks for you. And that might be in terms of your brand, in terms of the action you're taking. Because yes, you do need to keep doing things over and over again in order to get momentum in your business, that's for sure. But don't confuse that with being stuck in a rut where you are doing things without really questioning why you're doing them. You're not doing them intentionally. I think that's the difference. You are just doing them because it's become a habit and you're not really, there's no intention behind it. There's no kind of understanding of the direction you're heading in. You're just kind of blindly carrying on, stuck in this rut, feeling worse and worse each day and not knowing how to get out of it. Now, if that is you, then this episode is for you. And I think it happens to so many of us all the time. And I certainly have been in this position. And I think it happens even more at times like this when things are hard. Business is harder to come by. People are finding it harder to spend right now. Whoever your customers are, there's a feeling around that people don't want to put their hands in their pockets. I'm finding anyway, and I'm hearing out there. And that is going to make things harder for you because you're going to have to review what you're doing and maybe change some things that you're doing and the way you're doing them to make them work better for you. But this can be really, really hard because if something has been working well for you for a long, long time, it can be really hard to switch it up. You don't know what to do, you don't know where to go. And then what happens inevitably, or with me anyway, is that I lose that momentum. Especially if you're a solo business owner, when you are the only person that does everything in your business, if you lose that engine, if you lose that momentum, nothing happens in your business. You know, and actually that's true as well if you're a leader, because you are the engine, you are driving it forward. If you are not performing at your best and you feel like you're stuck in a rut and you are not powering forward, then that is going to be damaging to your business ultimately. And it's not a place that you can or should stay because you're just going to feel worse as well. It's not going to get any better. You've got to snap yourself out of it somehow. So how can you do it? How can you get out of that rut and get going? Well, I've got three tips in this podcast episode for helping you to climb out of that rut and just shake it up a bit, because that's all you need to do. Shake it up and get yourself going. So the first thing I'm going to mention, my first tip for getting yourself out of a bit of a funk, and it's going to make me sound like one of these guru people that I am certainly not, because I'm going to talk about kind of mini rituals and having a routine. And straight away, you're going to think of those posts that say, you know, I'm going to help you become a six-figure business with my special habits. And no, but I do think that having small rituals and habits in my daily routine has really helped me personally. And I'll give you an example of what they are, because they are not massive things at all by any stretch of the imagination. They are very, very tiny things that I have tailored to myself and what I need to help me overcome the mental blocks I have and also to help get me going. But they might look different for you. The key to it, I think, is to think of very, very small things that you can do that seem almost inconsequential. They seem almost like there is no point to them. But to you, they just nudge that needle and help you see things a little bit differently in the day. I'm going to be totally honest and authentic and tell you what my things are, and maybe that might give you some ideas of things that you can do. So the key to it is that they're really, really tiny. So one of the things I do when I get up in the morning, that's if I haven't been attacked by the 4-year-old who jumps on the bed and wants cuddles, which is lovely, but also, yeah, slightly distracting. But the thing I try to do is when I get up in the morning, before I take my shower, I try to do two sun salutations in yoga. Two sun salutations. That's all. Just two. I know it sounds ridiculous. It sounds tiny. It's like, what's the point in even doing it? I'm not doing it to help me get fitter. That, you know, I do other things to, well, I'm trying to do other things to help me get fitter. This is about getting my mind in the right place and getting my body moving. So before I get in that shower, I do two sun salutations. I'm just stretching out and it makes me feel really, really good. And then when I'm in that shower, I do some deep breathing as well. So I do some alternate nostril breathing, breathing all the steam, and just balance my thoughts. And it really, really helps. And you know how long it's taken me? Less than 2 minutes every day. I'm not talking about building a 20-minute yoga session in every day, because that would be fantastic, right? I know I wouldn't stick to it every day. And then that would just add to my feeling of failure and despair and gloom. And then I'd be in this downward spiral. So I try to keep my rituals, and that's why I call them mini rituals. I try to keep them really, really tiny and really, really attainable. And those two sun salutations do make a difference. And there are a couple of other things I do as well. So I do a, at the moment, I mean, this varies, but at the moment I'm doing two other things, and one of them is very, very simple. It's again about 2 minute long, and it involves a self-awareness exercise for emotional intelligence. And it just really revolves in me, it's going to sound a bit weird, but it involves me looking into a mirror and telling myself what I like about myself. And some various other exercises in total that take up about 2 minutes, really. And I've found that since I've been doing that, I've been feeling so much better about myself. And it sounds ridiculous, I know. Like me of 10 years ago, the me of 5 years ago would be like, what, you know, what on earth? That's going to help me change my business, talking to myself in the mirror. But I swear it really, really has worked well for me. So I try to incorporate my sun salutations and also do my exercises, kind of self-awareness exercises, my emotional intelligence exercises, which takes another 2 minutes. That's 4 minutes a day so far. And then I also, I mean, this is about a minute, but I just go into my bank apps and I write down my bank balances. I don't analyze them. I don't look at my costs. I don't do any accounting. I just simply look at the figures and write them down in my book. And the reason I do that is because I know I have in the past lots of issues around my money mindset. Again, I'm going to sound like some kind of guru talking about money mindset, but yeah, it is a thing. And I know that I like to bury my head in the sand about some things when I'm not happy where they are. So I find that just simply looking at my bank balance every day and writing it down, I have to have a task related to it. So the writing it down is the task related to it. It's not like I'm keeping a record or anything, but it's just making me aware of it. And that takes me a minute. So far we're up to 5 minutes every day of rituals. Out of how many minutes do we get in a day? A lot. And those things just make me so much more able to take on the day. Honestly, since I started doing those things, my productivity has gone through the roof. I feel more confident. I feel more settled, I feel less anxious. And those three things are not going to work for everybody, I know that, but it's about finding out where are your points of anxiety? Where are the things that you need help with? And what can you do every day in a very, very tiny amount to make it better? And it might be the same things as me. It might be something different. The other thing that really helps me, and I don't do it every day, but if I'm feeling a little bit stressed, it really helps me sort my thoughts. And that's a bit of reflective writing, or as Alison Jones calls it in her book, exploratory writing, and just help me sort out my thoughts. Getting stuff on paper for me is really powerful. So I just have a big pad of paper or a big wad of scrap paper on my desk and just get the stuff out. And again, that really clarifies things for me, and if I am in a funk. So I do that quite regularly as well, but not every day. And those mini rituals have made a huge difference to me. They've not only given me more clarity, it's given me more confidence and less anxiety in my day. So I urge you to go away and see what your mini rituals might be. Maybe it's just 1 minute a day. Who hasn't got 1 minute a day to make yourself feel better? It may feel like you're not doing anything. It may feel like it's not making a difference. But try it out for a month and reflect back on how you felt the month before and see if it really has made a difference. So that's my first tip, mini rituals. My second tip is community. Now, community is massive. And I've come to the conclusion over the last year that you wouldn't have a business if you didn't have community. Community is everything. Some people call it a network. That's why we have the term networking. That turns a lot of people off. But having a community is one of the single most powerful things I think that you can have in a business. If you have a business, you need customers, you need peers, you need people that you can look up to and aspire to and learn from. You need a community rich and full of these people that are important to you. And it really, really is so powerful on so many degrees. You know, if you have a community, you've got accountability for your actions, which as a solo business owner is so important, isn't it? You've got, you know, people to learn from, people to be inspired by, people to just be a sounding board. One of the things I miss most when I'm working for myself, which I love working for myself, but one of the things I miss is being able to bounce ideas, you know, creatively off people and just, you know, sound people out or just talk to people and ask for advice. You can do that as a solo business owner. You just need to put the right things in place to help you do it. You just need to be intentional about the way you set up your business. One of the first things I did when I set my business up was I knew I needed a community of some sort. I needed to feel part of something, because without it, I'd feel very alone and I would get lost and not really fulfill my potential, if I can use that phrase. So I reached out to people I knew in a similar field and asked them for names of communities. And there are so many communities, networks out there. There is literally one for everyone. There are all sorts of organisations. You've got the more formal kind of networking groups, which might appeal to some people. And then you've got the more relaxed networking groups that are appearing now. Some of them are in person, some of them are online. Some of them are paid, some of them are free. There are so many options. And I really advise you just to get out there and try and join a few and see what works for you. But you do need a network of some sort to bounce ideas off, to help you feel like you're not alone, whether that's on social media, whether that's a group, however that works for you. It's so important. I've been part of so many groups over the years and they've really, really helped me, and they come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. I've been part of formal membership, I've been part of networking groups that meet, you know, every so often. I'll go on an ad hoc basis. I have been part of courses where I've been, you know, groups of my fellow cohorts and members. And I'm doing my coaching course at the moment. We've got a group of us, so it's in a WhatsApp group. And that's really powerful. And then we have things like the accountability club that I run every month, where we get together and we go through our goals for the next month. We reflect on what's worked, and people find that having that 1 hour space every month that's protected really helps give them that accountability to do that work and reflect on it. But also, it's a really supportive community. And then there's the Enterprise Nation meetings. Enterprise Nation is amazing. If you haven't looked them up, please do so, because they've got so many free resources for small micro businesses. They really, really care about small businesses. I'm really proud to be a local leader for Enterprise Nation, which means I host virtual meetups for them. And anyone could come along to these meetups wherever you are in the country. There's meetups, you know, there's lots of local leaders, there's lots of us all over the country. You can come to mine, you can come to other people's, it doesn't really matter where you're based, you can still come along to any of them. And they're all free, and they're a really great place to meet people and to just, we call it therapy for business owners, because that's what it's like. We get to tell our stories, meet new people and just discuss what's going on right now, feel less alone, and just think of solutions, but also obviously get other contacts and put other people together that we might know and be able to connect up with. So really, really powerful. If you do want to do more networking, but you put off by the cost or the formality, then look up Enterprise Nation meetups. As I said, I do host a meetup. I am the Enterprise Nation local leader for Coventry, Warwickshire and Solihull. So look me up on my Instagram profile as well. There's a link where you can join up for my meetings. But yeah, it's completely free. So you've got nothing to lose. And it's a really, really easy way to start networking, you know, and build your community. So that's the second way. Get a community, whatever that looks like for you, it doesn't matter, but you need people in your corner for all sorts of reasons. It's so, so important, because whatever problem you've got in business, whatever you need, someone else has needed it before, has done it before, can help you, make you feel less alone, will give you ideas, and will make you feel like you're part of something bigger. And of course, there's always opportunities for collaboration, which is, you know, so exciting and so fulfilling. So community, I can't say it enough, but if you're trying to get through alone without asking for help, without joining up for anyone, it's not going to work. You need to get out there. Even if you think you don't have time, you need to build up your community. And there are communities out there for everybody. And the third thing I'm going to say is get messy. So as business owners, you know, I'm guilty of this. Everybody is guilty of this. We see the Instagram perfect feed that someone's got 100,000 followers. And we're like, oh, you know, we'll never be there. They've just done it perfectly. And we see what's above that iceberg. We see what someone has done, what the output is for that person. We don't see what they've put in. We don't see what they've tried that hasn't worked. We don't see all that working. And here's the thing. So anything that you create that's worthwhile, you know, whether that's creating a piece of artwork, whether that's creating business strategy, whether that's writing a book, whatever that is, you know, whether it's creating an album, if you're a musician, there would be a lot more work that goes on behind the scenes that you don't see. I mean, you'll hear it yourself when you hear musicians interviewed. They always say, there were so many songs, I don't know how many songs that they make, but only 10 of them actually make it to the final album. And that is exactly what any kind of work or business strategy or branding, that's what happens. It doesn't all make it. So if you're sitting there meditating, waiting to get clarity on what your direction is, don't do it. All I can say, it's not going to work. You are not going to get the clarity that you need unless you start taking action. Clarity only ever comes from taking action. And the action is messy. It is messy and it's not nice. And sometimes it feels horrible. But you have to get down and be willing to get messy. Take that messy action if you want to build a business, to create anything worthwhile. You need to just be at peace with that. And that's really important. So I always used to say, when I used to teach people to write in my corporate world job, I used to be like, well, you know, if you don't know what to say and you're writing and you've got writer's block, just write. It actually doesn't matter what you write. You've just got to go through the action of writing. And before long, the words flow, you get into a flow and something good will emerge. But you just need to do something, anything, in order to start that process, because when you get stuck in a rut, that is the last thing you're going to want to do. You are not going to want to take action. You are going to be terrified of taking action in case you do the wrong thing. But here's the thing, there is no wrong thing. There isn't any wrong things. There is only different actions you can take, and there isn't any right things either, if it comes to that. There's only different actions that all add up to some kind of direction, some kind of progress. You have to get messy. You have to be willing to do it to be able to, you know, make anything worthwhile. So I hope this podcast episode has really helped show you that you can do it. You don't have to be stuck in that rut. There are things that you can do, and not big things, just really tiny things that you can do to help move you forward. And they only have to be tiny. They really do. It's those tiny actions that impact and grow into something bigger, and it's those that you need to nurture. So go out there, seize the day, sort out what your mini rituals might be. Look at growing your community, engage with different people, with new people, get new horizons, and get messy in your action. You need to just take action in whichever way feels right to you in your gut. Don't overthink it, just do something, do anything, and you will get more clarity. And hopefully you will get out of that rut, and in a few months' time, you will wonder why you were ever there. and just know that when you are there again, that you can always go back to these really helpful tools and just get yourself clarity again, because it will happen again. I find it's really helpful to have these tools at my disposal so I can just refer back to them and go back to them over and over again. I really hope that you've taken something from this episode, and I hope you have an amazing week, and we'll see you next week for another episode of Creative Slurp.
Thank you so much for listening to Creative Slurp. I hope it's inspired you to try something new in your business. If you loved it, please take the time to leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. See you soon, and go and chase your biggest creative business dreams. You can do it.